Random House Audio presents Killer Dreams by Iris Johansson. Read for you by Jennifer Van Dyke. Prologue. I told you this was a great place. Corbin Dunstan beamed with pride as he held up the trout he'd just reeled in. Look at this beauty. It must weigh 3 pounds. Amazing. Sophie grinned as she got to her feet. Now may we go back to the restaurant and get some lunch, Dad? Michael and Mom are waiting for us. Michael should have come with us instead of hanging out in the restaurant. A boy should have his time in the sun. Besides, I wanted to show off for him. It's a grandfather's privilege. Next time. I told you he had a cold. I didn't want to chance him getting chilled out here on the pier. It wouldn't have hurt him. Michael's not a namby-pamby. He's a tough little rascal. He's only 8 years old, Dad. Let me pamper him for a little while longer, and it gives Mom a chance to have him to herself for a while. You and he have enough man-to-man time. I guess you're right. And it will keep her from spending all day making client calls. She might as well be in the office. Her father threw the fish into the basket, got to his feet, and stretched before starting up the pier. Yeah, I suppose it's better. In between playing with Michael, she'll get to chat with all the waitresses in the restaurant and make a few calls to keep her from feeling guilty. He shrugged. I told her she should retire like me, but she said she'd go nuts. He shook his head. You must have inherited your type A personality from her. You'd both be better off if you just relaxed and enjoyed life.
I do enjoy life. I just don't enjoy fishing.